So, Ben, are we recording?
We are indeed. Welcome back to the Popstorian Mobile for another one of our rolling
mini-sodes.
Is this a mini-sode or a maxi-sode?
This is a mini-sode. This is just me asking questions.
Only a mini one.
Actually, I'm wondering. Obviously, I'm driving, so I can't really read my notes, but I think I remember this question well enough. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
It's been a little while since we did a question. We've done these a few times. I like them.
Yes, they're usually... I usually don't like them because they're embarrassing. All only right. Because of my lack of knowledge is exposed to the world.
There's really no right or wrong. This is one of those not no right or wrong answer kind of questions. Like, what is your opinion on this kind
of thing? Okay.
All right, so remakes, reboots are all the rage in Hollywood.
Yes, have been for forever.
Nothing new about them.
Yes.
Of course, we were just talking about Little Women, but there's been lots of redos of stories and things like that. So, I have kind of two questions. One question is there a story or a movie that you would not ever, ever want to see remade? It's kind of like one of those things you just don't touch it type of deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the opposite of that is, what is a story or movie that you would totally want to see remade?
Ooh. Those are good questions. In a weird way... my answer to those is the same one.
Interesting. I did not expect that. Yeah. I did not see that coming.
So, a little while ago, there was chatter about remaking The Princess Bride.
Oh, really?
And
I think I heard that.
My initial reaction to that, of course, was, it's perfect. Don't touch it. We don't need a remake to The Princess Bride. It's perfect the way it is.
Yeah.
Why would you ever even consider that? And to a certain extent, I still feel that way.
But, I feel like there's a but.
I still feel very strongly that it's a great film, but somebody on the internet, in the commentary, suggested that if it's going to be remade, they ought to remake it with the Muppets.
Oh.
And I think that would be genius. So I had to back off of my...
Your anti...
We can't remake The Princess Bride.
That would be a good Muppet vehicle.
Wouldn't it?
That would be a great Muppet vehicle.
I think it would be great. I think the casting of the different Muppet characters in the various roles, you could be really creative with that and have a lot of fun.
I would want Sweetums to do Andre the Giant's
right,
character.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that's awesome. I approve. The Muppets need to do more movies. Disney.
They do, yeah. I'm disappointed that the way that Disney's doing the Muppets is kind of...
Yeah, I feel like they haven't taken advantage of them.
Yeah. They're trying to do their own stories and instead of doing like what they were doing in the 90s, which is adapting things.
Yeah.
I guess the Muppets Wizard of Oz was one of the last of those.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it all the way through. It was on like, I don't know, Disney Movie Night or something on ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably the last one that they did of that.
But what about you? What is what's a movie that... Or I guess I should... maybe I should pick one. But do you have any in mind that are... you don't want remade or that you definitely want to see be remade?
I don't... I'm of the mind that I don't mind remakes or reboots. I think everybody should have the opportunity to have their own spin on a story.
Mm-hmm.
I just find them very interesting of how different people do different things with them.
Mm-hmm.
But one that I really would like to see done, and this might get me thrown off of Twitter. I really would like to see a remake of The Maltese Falcon.
Ooh.
That's
one that people don't usually think about touching.
Yeah, that's usually like one of those, that's a movie... classic.
That's like up there with Casablanca.
Yeah, you just don't even think about
don't
it.
Don't go there.
But I would really like to see it done, and I've been thinking about this for a long time. I would cast Michael Shannon as Spade.
Interesting.
Because he's got that kind of like that...
Grizzled look,
like he's been around the neighborhood a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe, what's her name? Maybe like, Eva Mendes, maybe.
Okay.
For O'Shaughnessy.
Okay.
You know, it's like a woman of mystery type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
I would want Andy Serkis as Cairo.
Yeah.
Anything
that's good. A good choice.
Yeah, I think I like. I think.
Who would you put in Sydney Greenstreet's?
That would be
shoes.
Really hard to do.
Well, all of them are hard. They're so iconic.
It's true, and I've been thinking about it and thinking about it on who would play Gutman.
Yeah.
The one that comes to mind is he's actually dead now. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh yeah, he would have been great.
He would have been great in that role. But he's been dead for.
He's been dead for a while.
For a
now,
while.
Chris.
Yeah, I know it. But he's. I mean, you asked me the question. I was like, he's the perfect answer. So maybe when they have perfected this technology of.
Splicing actors back from the dead.
Yeah.
We could do a whole mini-sode about that.
We could do a whole show about that, because that's very controversial.
Yeah, and that ties right in with our history
yeah,
theme.
It does. Yeah.
Do you, have you heard they're talking about redoing James Dean?
I did hear about that. I think I actually posted something on Facebook.
I think you
the
did.
Pop Story Insight.
I think you did.
So, yeah. What do you think about that, Ben?
Or
should we say that for another minute? Should we just milk this for all it's worth, like Hollywood
well,
does?
Let's go ahead and bring it on the table here. We have some time left on
okay.
this car ride. I definitely am not a big fan of the idea.
Okay.
I think it's an interesting technology. I don't think it's to the point where it's convincing yet.
Yeah,
even some
true.
Of the really sophisticated stuff they were doing for.
For, like, Star Wars.
Star Wars and Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I don't know. It still isn't at the point where it's convincing. The audience can tell.
Oh, definitely.
Obviously. Or even this year with The Irishman, there was some, like, de-aging that they did on Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Right.
And it's good. It's very, very good. I'm still not sure that it's convincing. It's still a little bit creepy.
What do you think of this? What do you think if we get to a point where you do, say, a biopic or a historical drama,
mm-hmm.
where they actually cast the historical figures in those roles?
Mm.
So like they kind of take the actor out of it completely. They do a show on Abraham Lincoln,
right?
And they have enough images of him, and I'm sure technology will evolve where they can actually open his mouth and manipulate his movements.
Yeah. Basically do a deep fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You still have to have voice actors.
Yeah.
Of some sort, so it would basically sound like an animated movie. Although, I did watch a documentary about what Jon Favreau did for The Lion King.
Yeah.
Where he kind of built this black box theater and basically boom mic'd the actors, like, walking around and interacting with each other.
Interesting.
So it feels less like an animated movie.
And kind of more interaction between actors.
And I think that's going to be part of the wave of the future. So if they perfect that technology, it'll feel... To make animated movies feel less... what's the word? Studio-bound?
Right.
Where they feel kind of... You can tell that they're in a studio. My favorite is... voice artists making too much noise. You know, they're like walking to the grocery store and they're like, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, yeah, and they're like making all these noises and it's like, ah, geez. Feels really artificial. I don't know. It has its potential as long as we recognize that it is what it is. And not try to sell it as real, I guess. That would be my two cents on it.
That's probably your reason for not liking the James Dean
idea. Yeah, yeah, same thing. It's good to a point, but it also has limitations, at least at this point in time. Who knows, maybe by the time you're listening to this, dear listener, the technology has gotten so good that you can't even tell. There's deep fakes everywhere.
Yeah.
I was supposed to pick one, wasn't I?
You did. You
well, you besides the Princess Bride, because I reneged on that.
Right. Okay. So
one I definitely would not remake.
One touched ever.
I might have a hard time if they tried to remake the original Star Wars.
I was thinking the same thing.
Because it's already, they've already kind of remade it in the sequels.
Yeah.
Like within the sequels and prequels, they've ripped itself, it's ripped itself off so many times.
Right.
And then there's so many other films that have taken the tropes and basically done Star Wars without the brand name.
Yeah.
A generic brand Star Wars. I just don't feel like it needs to be done. But, you know, maybe in 50 years or...
Might feel differently about that one.
I don't know. And it would be interesting if somebody took it in a different direction.
Like a Solo movie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But yeah, that'll be my pick, I guess. I do feel like Casablanca doesn't need to be remade.
Yeah.
It still works well on its own. It works well as a black and white movie.
I would totally redo High Plains Drifter.
Spoilers ahead.
Spoilers lit. Spoilers ahead there.
Spoilers of our upcoming episode about High Plains Drifter. Well, let us know what your picks are.
Whether it's a film that you would not want done at all, or a film that you can't wait to see.
Yes. Tell us why nobody should ever remake Napoleon Dynamite.
Ever.
Or whatever. And, you can reach us by email, popstorian@gmail.com.
Or on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All at Popstorian.
Yes, and we will see you again soon.
Yes. Oh, I'm really looking forward to seeing Dune.
Yes.
That's a remake I want to see.
The trailer should be dropping soon. And the Twitterverse is abuzz. I was skeptical about Timothy Celebrite.
Oh, really? Are we starting a new episode? Are we just going to
Should we... continue? I don't know. Do we want to talk about
Dune? I was just going to jump that in there and just kind of make that our...
our little outro?
The outro there. But if you...
I mean, I don't have that much to say about it. Just...
okay.
I was skeptical of him as a choice. But I haven't seen him in anything where he was bad. So...
wait, like, I feel as like a bad actor, you mean?
Yeah, like, he's really good in all the things I've seen him in.
Yeah.
So, and I just saw Little Women, so that's part of why we're talking about reboots.
Yeah.
And he did a fantastic job. So, I don't know if he's Paul Muad'Dib
Atreides
or not, but yeah. I guess we'll find out.
Thanks for listening to the Popstorian podcast. Be sure to subscribe. You can find us online at popstorian.com or on Facebook and Twitter. Tune in next time for more of the history of popular culture.